And the third point, I think it was the unity of people that you can see during the revolution, all people, it doesn't belong to just, I say, this party or that group or such a movement. All the people were in the revolution, they attend the rallies there and they come to demonstration their needs. All of them gathered there, and you can find it that in the referendum that which happened for Islamic, that you can see 98% or 99% of people were there saying one word just. They asked for Islamic Republic. It shows that the religious point, the unity of people, and the accepting one leader as a national leader or a supreme leader with very characteristics that you can see in Imam, peace be upon him, which happened there can be considered three major points to different between Iranian revolution and other movements that you can see nowadays in other countries.
Okay, Mr. Marandi, when we look at Sayed Mazlumi pointed out certain aspects of the international side of things. I want to look at that. The significance of the revolution, not only in Iran, but internationally, the effect that it has had outside of the borders of Iran.
I think it's a very complex answer because Iran's influence, the influence of the revolution, the Islamic revolution in Iran, goes far beyond even the Islamic world. And I think one reason is because that not only did Iran promote ideas of liberation against hegemony and empire, which is something that is understandable, especially in the whole of the non-Western world, which had been going through such subjugation for centuries. But I think something very important, even at a higher level, came about, and that was that a model of government, a model of state, was produced or was put into action that was actually different from any previous model, especially those models provided in the West. And I think this is very important because in the Western world, often it is assumed that any form of governance or the ultimate or most appropriate form of governance is something that is produced by Western intellectual tradition. So whether it is Marxism that has been produced in Europe, or liberal capitalism, all of these traditional modes of governance and ideologies that dominate society have been Western. And many of the revolutions across the world were influenced by these ideas, even though they were liberation movements, but still the idea came from the West. For the first time in contemporary history, a model, an effective model of governments, which included both democracy, but also elements of religious and cultural ideas that were local and non-Western, came to power, and for three and a half decades now, it has been able to not only effectively rule Iran, but we see that today this particular model is the only model that is thriving in our region. The region is collapsing. Countries are being undermined, their sovereignty, and there's great instability and great fear for the future, yet Iran remains stable, and it is also the most important force that enables regional countries to regain their sovereignty and regain their stability. Countries like Syria, countries like Iraq, countries like Afghanistan, Lebanon, and beyond. So I think this is a key intellectual change that has been brought about, and it has created its own supporters even beyond Muslims, the Muslim world.
Okay, we're going to cross over right here in the studio to Bardia, who is going to, talk to some of our correspondents on the streets.
We're going to cross over to our correspondent, Salman Kujri, who's out on the streets with the people who have gathered in their numbers to commemorate this day. Salman, tell us about the mood out on the streets for the people who are marking the 36th anniversary. It was back in 1979 when the Islamic revolution was victorious, and as we mentioned earlier, the U.S.-backed monarchy, the Pahlavi regime, it ultimately fell to these popular demonstrations and protests.
Well, Bardia, well, it's a public and actually national celebration here on the streets, not just in Tehran, but also in different cities. Well, millions of actually Iranians use this opportunity every year to flood to the streets across the country to mark the victory anniversary of the Islamic Revolution and Islamic Republic of Iran indeed 36 years ago. Also chanting anti-US and anti-Israeli slogans, and also they chant slogans which were popular over years leading to the victory of the Islamic Revolution many years ago, actually more than 36 years ago. Those slogans were much popular, like independence, freedom, Islamic Republic of Iran. We see that still these slogans are fresh at the hearts of these people who are out in numbers, in million numbers, actually, to once again show their support, full support for the Islamic Republic of Iran and also the causes and ideals of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. Well, also, they hold placards, right, passing by behind me, reading those placards, reading we resist forever, or that we will support Islamic Revolution until the last drop of our blood. This is actually kind of a sentence. This is a slogan which has been obvious and has been practically shown by each member of the Iranian society during all the ups and downs after the victory of the Islamic Revolution. We had actually 8 years of the Iraqi imposed war against the Islamic Republic of Iran, but still these people who supported the victory of the Islamic Revolution 36 years ago went to the battle fields and defended the Islamic Republic of Iran and the ideals, and also they defended their country wholeheartedly, and they sacrificed their lives for the causes which they had earlier fought for during the revolution and the against the US-backed Pahlavi regime. So these people who are out here once again want to throw their support behind the Islamic Republic of Iran, especially at this critical time in political atmosphere, that the whole world is still trying to say that Iran is isolated or somewhere. This is what that the global arrogance led by the United States and certain powers in European countries are trying to inculcate to the outside world, that Iran has been isolated. But we see that during the P5 plus one talks and Iran over its peaceful nuclear energy program, we see that Iran has always been active in having negotiations with the outside world. And we see that according to officials, and especially leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, sanctions have never been fruitful. So, and people with their success in different fields, especially scientific fields and political arenas, actually have always shown that Iran is always dynamic, alive, and the Iranian nation will achieve whatever they want with reliance on these people who are out in the streets once again to show their presence and to show their rally behind the causes and ideals of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. So this is a kind of a manifestation of the support. This is a manifestation of what we see to support. This is actually a repeat of what we had 36 years ago on the streets, the same streets, during the victory of the Islamic Revolution, which actually changed political equations of the world under the leadership of the late founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. So what we see here out on the streets, and you have the incoming pictures coming through from different Iranian cities. People are out there in million numbers, actually. So they're once again here to say that they'll never leave the Islamic Republic of Iran alone, and they'll stand by this revolution, because this revolution not just belongs to the Iranian nation, but also to the all freedom seekers around the world, because the late founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini, taught to the outside world that their rights should be supported and should be defended, no matter who is the oppressor. And the late Imam Khomeini, gave them the courage to fight for their rights and never accept any kind of oppression.
Thank you very much. That's Press TV's Salman Khujri out on the streets in the Iranian capital.